Neville's Elementary School, the current incarnation of the Neville School, welcomed its students and families, plus all former alumni and staff to its gymnasium at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 2, for a commemorative centennial celebration. For 100 years, there has been a school in Neville's, Georgia, an educational cornerstone for children in the rural southwest corner of Bullock County, and to commemorate its history, the public enjoyed a centennial ceremony and celebration highlighting the legacy and accomplishments of the trailblazing school. The number of families that have come together to make this school what it is over the last 100 years is truly remarkable, said Neville's elementary principal Rob Lindsay. From the early farmers taking what was left over from their crops to buy the materials used in building the original school, to saving the school in the late 1980s, the school has stood the test of time thanks to the support of the local community. Preserving our schools remains important because they are the heart and soul of our county. And for us to be celebrating this centennial today, bringing together both past and present members of the school, it's truly priceless. Neville's Elementary School principal, Rob Lindsay, left, with assistant principal, Marla Sumner, right. Brandon Robinson. Several tributes and speeches were given from students and retired faculty members, such as Nan Rushing, during the commemorative ceremony. Afterwards, guests enjoyed touring the hallways to reminisce and see the historical exhibitions about Neville's school, in addition to engaging in activities and crafts that offered a glimpse into Neville's school over the decades. One of the exhibits was hosted by Hugh T. Nesmith, whose father was instrumental in the construction of the original Neville's school. Hugh T. Nesmith's father, O.E. Nesmith, helped make the blocks to the original Neville's school on site. These blocks are known to be the last two remaining blocks from the original Neville's school. Brandon Robinson. My daddy, O.E. Nesmith, helped make the blocks that built the original Neville's school, Nesmith shared. When they were tearing down the original school, I stopped by and asked the superintendent if could I take a few blocks with me to keep. I picked up two of the blocks, and these are the last two remaining blocks from Neville's school now. These blocks were made on site at Neville's school as well. Past and present NES faculty members and students are recognized during the ceremony. Brandon Robinson. Several local officials were in attendance for the celebration, including Representative Lehman Franklin, Superintendent Charles Wilson, Bullock County Board of Education Chair Elizabeth Williams, trailblazing retired Neville's faculty member Nan Rushing. Nan Rushing at Neville's Elementary School Centennial Brunch. Neville's Elementary School. It's been great to reminisce and see so many young people, Nan Rushing said of the special occasion. I hope that all young people remain interested in getting an education, because having an education is something that no one can take from you. A quality education stays with you forever. For more information on the celebration details and history of Neville's School, click here.